Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in Cougar Sports Saturday. It's a big day for BYU hoops. They play Oklahoma State tonight. Tip off at 7 p.m. It's senior night down in Provo. The guys being honored, Jackson Robinson still has some eligibility left. Traydon Christensen, we have not seen him this year. And then the guy who could not return if he wanted to, Spencer Johnson. And it was interesting that Noah Waterman, who, you know, for a while there, it felt like this was going to be his last year, he's not being honored. What'd you make of that, Mitch?
I thought it was pretty noteworthy that they already feel confident they're going to get the waiver. You know, Mark Pope, this was Mark Pope when asked if the waiver has been cleared for Waterman.
It's not final, but we have high hopes. So, but the high hopes are just what they are.
And then afterwards, Mark Pope goes, what was that song? High Hopes, you guys know about it? And then me and Matt are like, he's got high hopes. All the other media is like singing this other song. I'm like, folks, you're singing the wrong song. You're confusing Mark Pope here. Wrong. It's the Frank Sinatra. He's got high hopes. Gosh, I'm like, what is the media doing? How can you not trust the media?
I know. I'm like, this dude's been driving around four girls for 20 years. He's listening to current pop, and they're bringing up Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he's listening to, like, TikTok stuff. You know, like, his daughters know what's up. Like, I think one of his daughters is playing right now against the number one Oklahoma State cowgirls in tennis right now. So good luck to her and BYU women's tennis. But, yeah, that was just so funny. But Waterman's coming back, and he talked about the decision with me after practice and why he's already kind of got that mind cleared that he wants to be back for another year.
So we're working on a red shirt from one of my past schools. So the plan is that I'll come back next year. So that's why I'm not deciding to walk tomorrow.
You must feel really good, one, about the possibility of getting that waiver, but then two, you must be really liking it here at BYU.
Yeah, I really love it. Everything about BYU, the atmosphere, the fans, and the coaches. So I'd love to come back another year.
Has the waiver been formally applied for, and you expecting to get that back?
Yeah, we're expecting to get it back. We're going through some compliance stuff, but other than that, we should be good.
What have you liked the most about being part of this program?
Definitely just this year, like the team and the coaches. Obviously playing in front of the fans. Can't complain with The Rock, best fans in the country. But other than that, I just really love the group of guys that we have, how everybody just wants to compete and win. And same with the coaching staff. Like, we all have the same mindset to shock the world, and we've been doing it this season. So,
when you got here on campus, I know you signed on to a BYU program that was getting ready to go to the Big 12. But did you envision having this level of success in year one in the Big 12? Was this kind of what Pope laid out to you when you joined this program?
Yeah, when I joined the program, I was really excited about the Big 12. That's one of the reasons that I came here. And I didn't know because I didn't know any of the team at first. But after last year and I saw all our work we put in the summer, I knew we were going to have a good chance of being really good in the Big 12 and just being good in the country. It's been fun.
How helpful has it been this year just knowing everyone? Because last year there were so many moving pieces where guys joined in August, September. I think you were part of that, kind of getting in a little bit later than expected. But just having a full year to know everyone, how beneficial has that been in all the success this season?
I think that's why we're having success. Just really team bonding and going on the foreign trip together and just really connecting together on and off the court has really shown this year on the court. We have a really good group of guys, and just having the whole summer together all of last year and just learning chemistry and just being selfless on the court has really shown that we're one of the top teams in the country.
I want to ask you about Spencer Johnson. He's going to be going through senior night, and this is the end of the road for him in terms of his eligibility at the college level. How big of an influence has Spence been on this team's success in the locker room and, of course, on court as well?
Yeah, Spence, as you see him on the court, he's always doing his thing every night, getting everybody involved, scoring himself. But he's a really big leader for our team on and off the court, in practice, during the summertime, like just talking to everybody. So it's going to be tough to let him go. He's a really good guy, but I know he's got a great career ahead of him. So.
He's been the one mainstay on the starting five. There's been at times you've dealt with some illnesses in the past and some nicks and bruises, but he's been kind of that one consistent for this team every single night.
Yeah, 100%. He's super consistent. That's why I love Spence, you know. He kind of has an old man game. He's been around for a long time. So he doesn't let anybody speed him up. He just plays his game, and it really shows.
Do you feel like the game slowed down a lot for you in year two being here at BYU?
100%. Last year I didn't have a very good season. numbers-wise, and I kind of just let everything speed me up, moving up a level, you know what I mean? And this year I'm just a lot more comfortable on the court, just doing what our team needs to win, whether that's playing defense, rebound, shooting the ball. And that's why I think we're so good, because everybody on this team doesn't care about scoring a million points. We just care about winning, whether that means Dylan has 6 assists, 0 points, or I have 0 points, 10 rebounds. Like, that's all we care about. So that's what we've been doing.
Why is that, you think? Because that's different than a lot of places, I think, in college basketball, this era, the portal and NIL, where a lot of focus is maybe individual-based. What is it about this team, maybe the program, that you guys are all kind of chasing something bigger than yourselves?
I mean, we talked about it a lot in the summer. And like I was saying before, everybody just wants to win. And to have a winning team, you got to have selfless players on the team. And that's what we have, all 15 guys, even the people that don't play that are on the bench, J-Mac, Trey's been getting a lot more, but on the bench, the energy they have, Shannon defense, everything like that, getting everybody going, that just really helps the team, and that's showing that they want to win even when they're not on the court. So it really just helps us. Like every piece we have on this team is why we're winning, all 15 guys.
Here with Noah Waterman on KSL News Radio. It's been fun, too, to see you this year, Noah. I think an underrated aspect of this team is the physicality of this group. How much have you enjoyed evolving as being a guy on the glass that can get some big numbers on the glass and really be physical in this conference that's known for its physicality?
Yeah, it's been super fun. Like, this is the most physical conference and best basketball conference in the country. So everybody looks at us in the game, like, whether we're playing Houston or Texas, and they look at us like, we're going to dominate the glass. But then we come out and we dominate the glass on them. And I think we really just shocked the world. And that's been our motto this whole year. We're just trying to shock everybody. And I think we've been doing a good job of it.
Nearly shocked people in Ames, couldn't quite finish the job. What do you think in the future could be learned if you guys do get that, you know, big lead again, to totally finish the job? Because that's happened a few times this year.
We always talk about not regretting anything on the court. So all the plays that came down to them coming back, we just got to learn from it. But we're not going to regret anything. We went out there, head down, played physical, and played how we were supposed to. And sometimes it doesn't fall your way. But we gotta just come down. It really comes down to defensive end. We had a couple like bad closeouts where they hit a couple threes, and we can fix that. We were there just a little late. But overall, I think we played really good as a team, and that was us. Like, you could see it. We played really well, and we just got to move on to the next.
It feels like you guys have kind of evolved to where it's no longer – at least from the outside, people think, oh, can they do it in this venue? You guys can do it at any venue. It's now just kind of tightening up some things that maybe were your self-inflicted mistakes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And we're flourishing at the right time, you know. We have one more home game, and then it's Big 12 tournament, and then March Madness time. So this is when you want to be playing your best basketball. And I think it helps that even though we lost this game, it's just going to help us to tweak a couple things for the Big 12 tournament and NCAA tournament. So I think this loss came at a really good time, if I'm going to be honest. So,
all games are huge in the Big 12, and Oklahoma State's regular season finale, I got to imagine there's a little bit extra juice to this one considering what happened in Stillwater.
Yeah, there's a lot of juice over there. So it was fun, but let's get the next one.
Best of luck, Noah. It's been a pleasure watching you this season, and wish you and this team nothing but the best heading down the stretch run here.
I appreciate it.
All right, before we get to a break, good stuff with Noah Waterman. Nice job, Mitch. Good interview there with a guy coming back next year. And you could make a case, too, Mitch, that he's the most improved player on the team from last year. He's taken a gigantic leap from one year to another.
He's been great this year. And there's been games where 0 points and offensively, but I think he's brought on the glass, rebounding the ball, even going back all the way to that San Diego State game. That always resonated with me. 0 points, but it was 7 boards, and you thought, man, he leveled up his physicality, because against the Aztecs last year, he was no match. He had to go off the court, and he's worked in the weight room, and he's done a really good job for BYU. You get him another year with Mark Pope and this staff, good player, and he could be someone that's maybe making money overseas in the future after BYU.
On the other side, if you're going to Kansas City, you're going to want to listen to this next segment as we break down some food items that I think you're going to want to try. I'm very jealous of this. Mitch is going to try every single one of them. We'll give you our favorites on the other side.